By some accounts, New Mexico has the nation's highest rate of fatal drug overdoses. On average, one person dies there every day. To try to save some of those people, the state recently passed a new law. It protects drug users from arrest if they overdose and then call for help. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, the state is trying to convince addicts that they have nothing to lose by dialing 911.
Vicente Villarreal is a small, lean man, a heroin addict for 30 of his 58 years. He has overdosed, and he has seen friends overdose. Each time, he says, he faced a choice.
The survival mechanism kicks in, you know. Do I stick around to help this guy, or, you know, is it about me, you know, getting away?
Sticking around could mean getting arrested for possession. So addicts, high and afraid, will drop off someone in front of a hospital and drive away. Or worse, says Rena Sapansky, who heads the New Mexico Drug Policy Alliance.
People use all sorts of home remedies, you know, giving people a cold shower, injecting people with milk, putting ice down their pants. I mean, these are real things that go on all the time.
And sometimes they don't work. That's why New Mexico State Senator Richard Martinez spent 7 years trying to get the legislature to pass what he calls the 911 Good Samaritan Bill.
I told my colleagues that I was so tired of going to funerals and burying my constituents because they would not put their money where their mouth was.
The bill finally passed and was signed into law earlier this month. It says that anyone seeking medical care for a drug overdose, the user or someone helping them, has immunity from prosecution. The law appears to be the first of its kind in the nation. But try telling an addict that it's okay to come forward, even in an emergency.
You know, as an addict, trusting people is very hard.
Vicente Villarreal has been in recovery, clean, for 4 years. He's now an outreach worker, driving to small communities in northern New Mexico to help addicts.
Basically, we have a van in which we carry syringes with us, first aid kits, food.
I asked to go along, even just to observe the outreach program, but I was told that addicts would stay away if they saw a stranger. Villarreal says even he, a member of the community, has to work to maintain trust. So I ask him how he can convince addicts to come forward when they need help for an overdose. There's a long pause.
Yeah, it's a hard question, you know. How am I going to get this across to them? Well, hopefully I can just say, you know, you're protected now.
But heroin use in northern New Mexico and its necessarily secretive subculture are deeply ingrained. Studies on why drug use is so prevalent here suggest isolated communities with few economic opportunities and the ease of getting drugs from Mexico. But it's been happening for so long that Senator Martinez, himself a former judge, says the substance abuse has become generational.
When I was a magistrate, I experienced the grandfather who was in his early 60s or late 50s, the son who was in his 30s, and the grandson who was in his early teens, 18.
People have used drugs for hundreds of years.
Rena Sapansky of the New Mexico Drug Alliance says the cycle won't be broken by putting drug users in prison.
And I hope that we, and I think we are, increasingly moving towards a model in the U.S. where we are looking at treatment, prevention, we're looking at harm reduction. It's not about lock them up and throw away the key.
The law applies only to small amounts of drugs. If police suspect trafficking, they can still make an arrest. That might make it even harder for addicts to come forward, but someone, sick and desperate, will have to trust the law if New Mexico is going to control its epidemic of overdoses. Ted Robbins, NPR News.